This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
All right.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwave.
Time of day when we come together and talk to him. You talk to him, you ain't got to talk to him like some of these older deacons talk to him and preachers talk to him. You ain't got to talk like that. This evening, our Heavenly Father's once more again, the old week of number 7. Come, name being in my mouth, and then one of them, thank you, Jesus. Sign your ear to auction. It was one of them, and then I'm going to thank you. We don't talk to each other like that. What's going on, Smith? Good to see you, my man. All right, dog. Good to see you, man. Hey, sister. All right, now. You don't talk to your wife like that. Good morning, baby. How you doing, sugar? Give me a kiss. Look at your neighbor and say, how you doing? No, when you talk to him, you just talk to him like you talk to him. It kind of reminds me every third Sunday, the youth would do devotion at this one church, and they needed somebody to pray. And none of the youth were willing to do it, and there was a little 7-year-old girl. She said, I'll do it. I'll pray. He said, okay, baby, we're going to let you pray. They got there in front of the church. One sang a song. One read the scripture. And they gave her the mic and said, go on and pray now. He said, church, let us pray. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Amen. Everybody looking like y'all looking right now? Next day, Sunday rolled around, they said, get that girl to pray again. Them kids want to laugh at her. Get her to pray again. She said, I'll do it. I'll do it. Up there again, that next day, Sunday rolled around, one read the scripture, one sang a song. They gave her the mic and said, go pray. This girl had tears in her eyes. 7 years old, she said, church, let us pray. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H I J K L M N O P Q R S T U V W X Y and Z. Amen. Michael. By this time, a church mama said, come here, baby. She walked over there. She said, ma'am. She said, baby, they asked you to pray. They didn't ask you to say your alphabets. Why you say your alphabets when they ask you to pray? She said, Mom, I don't know what to pray. So I just give God the letters and let him make out my words. He know how to spell help. He know how to spell save. He know how to spell deliver. He know how to spell heal. I'm trying to tell you, when life get hard and you ain't got the words, just give him the letters. When Negroes are getting on your nerve, A, B, C, D. Conniving co-workers, E, F, G. Hellish husband, H, I, J.
Jackson wife. L, don't say hell. L-M-N. Tell your neighbor, just give him the letters. The Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us. Just give him the letters. And every day, your family needs a time when we come together and talk to the Lord. Another thing, family devotion, write this down, it quenches spiritual thirst. It quenches spiritual thirst. All of us are thirsty for something. Blaise Pascal, the 17th century French philosopher, he said all of us have a God-shaped vacuum that only God can fill. All of us have a void that only God can fill. Your daughter has a void in her life. You can't fill it. Only God can fill that void. Because she was made by God and for God. So she has a void that only God can fill. Your husband has a void in his life only God can fill. That's why you need to pray with your husband. Your wife has a void in her life only God can fill. Your son, your brother, your sister has a void in her life. You can't fill it. Only God can fill that void. We are spirit, soul, and body. All of us are three-dimensional beings. Spirit, there's a spiritual side. There's a God side. Soul, mind, body. That's this. Which means we're supposed to live life from the inside out, not the outside in. So if your wife is spirit, soul, and body, you need to be able to connect with all three dimensions of her. If your husband is spirit, soul, and body, you need to connect with all three dimensions. She's more than just body. She's spirit. We're trying just to get with her in the bed. Get with her in prayer. Get with her on your knees. You ought to be the priest of your home, which means you ought to connect your family with God. Psalm 42 says, as a deer pants for the streams and the brooks of water, so my soul thirsts for you. There ought to come a time of the day you just ought to want God. Just like there's a time of the day you want your wife. There's a time of the day you just want your husband. There's a time of the day you just want your children. There's a time of the day you just want your dog. Your cat. Bootsy, where are you? Come to mama. There ought to come a time today where we just want God. But then write this down. Family devotion also advances spiritual growth. Write that down. Family devotion, it advances spiritual growth. It advances spiritual growth. Listen to me, y'all. Private devotion is all right. It's all right because it helps you to grow stronger spiritually. Family devotion helps this whole family to grow stronger spiritually. Because watch this, brother. What use is it for you to be in the Word, but your spouse ain't? You're going to have an unbalanced marriage. What use is it for you to be in the Word and your children aren't in the Word? You're going to have an unbalanced marriage. Family devotion helps us all to grow stronger spiritually. Many of you all pride yourselves in being the breadwinner of your house. You pride yourself in providing for your family. Matter of fact, one of the main questions you ask when you walk in after you get off of work is, have y'all eaten? Have y'all eaten? You don't smell the food. Have y'all eaten? You make sure there's enough money on your children's lunch ticket so they can eat. Because you know, in order to keep going physically, you got to have some physical food. And we make sure our family eats physically every day. Well, what about spiritually? Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Just like you make sure your family eats physically every day, you ought to make sure your family eats spiritually every day. Every day. They say an apple a day will help keep the doctor away. Well, watch this. A scripture a day will help keep the devil away. You need to make your children learn a scripture every day. Because watch this. When the devil came after Jesus, how did Jesus whip the devil? The devil going to come after you in 2014. Because he know God got plans for you to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future. He's trying to block that. How did Jesus whip the devil? Every time the devil came at him, he said, it is written. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Devil kept coming at him. He came right back at the devil with the word, it is written. Don't tempt the Lord your God. Devil kept coming at him. He came right back at him. It is written, thou shalt worship God. Him only shalt thou serve. Now, if that's how Jesus whipped the devil, y'all got another way of doing it? If that's how Jesus whipped the devil, how's your daughter going to whip the devil? Because the devil going to come at your daughter. The devil going to come at your son. Roast beef ain't going to help them fight the devil. Macaroni and cheese, hamburger helper ain't going to help them. Lesbianism is going to come at your daughter. Homosexuality is going to come at your sons. Drugs is going to come at your son. Gangs is going to come at your son. Sexual promiscuity is going to come at your child. And if they don't have the word in them, devil just might get them. That's why he said, I'm going to hide his word in my heart that I might not sin against God. Which means, watch this, if I don't have his word in my heart, I'm going to sin. It takes more than a shout to whip the devil. He can shout too. He can dance better than you. He used to lead praise and worship. Y'all missed that. He used to lead it. Can't nobody outplay him or outsing him. Matter of fact, Jesus said in John 15, he said, you are now clean by the word I've spoken. The word is able to make you clean. Just what water does to your physical body, that's what the word does to your spiritual body. Many of y'all tonight, when y'all get in that bathtub. I don't care how early in the morning, get in that bathtub. Go take a bath. You're going to make your kids get in that water because you want them to be clean physically. Well, just like you make them get in that water, you need to make them get in that word so they can be clean spiritually. Now, when it comes to the word of God, some folk take wash-offs. They just get a little bit of that word and hit them hot spots. You got to watch them wash-offs because they're going to tell off on you. They don't last long. Folks be in there praising God, cussing the next minute. You took a wash out. You just left the church. Now you're cussing. You took a wash out. Filthy mouth. And some folks take showers, but you know, when you take a shower, you're on a time limit. You know, you don't plan on being in there all night. That's what somebody said right now. At 12 o'clock, I'm out of here now. Come on now. I ain't gonna be up here all night. But then when it comes to the word of God, some folk take baths. That's when you run that water. Put the soap in there. You get in there. Get down in it. Oh! When you take a bath, you make noise. Oh! Oh, Lord! Oh, see, some of y'all ain't been in the Word. That's why you ain't making a jar for noise. When you've been in the Word, I'm talking about down in it, you're going to make some noise. Oh! You marinate in it. Y'all ain't praying with me here. You take a bath, it can reach some areas you can't reach no more. Oh! Y'all pray for me, man. You get out of that bathtub and let the water out. Go put on that other stuff. Come back to clean that bathtub and you looking and you say, woo, look where the Lord brought me from. Soul look back and wonder how I made it on. When it comes to the word of God, you got to get down in it. Make your children get in the word. Are y'all with me? But then also, family devotion, write this down, is a time when we come together. In 2014, this family need a time every day we come together. Because a house divided is not going to stand. And y'all listen to me. The devil is dividing our homes, and one way he's doing it is through technology. There used to be a time you had one TV, and the whole family sat around that one TV. At least you knew what everybody was looking at, because y'all were looking at it together. And then it was a certain time of the night, that TV went off, and you heard the Star Spangled Banner. Dun, 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 dun. Time to go to bed. Now you got TVs in every room. You got in the laundry room, in the bathroom, in the kitchen. Mama back there watching Scandal. Daddy up there watching SportsCenter. Son back there on the computer. Other son up there on the Xbox. Daughter on the iPod. We ain't together. We don't even eat around the table together. We got TV trays now. Everybody taking the food in their room. You better not get no crowds back there. I ain't playing. I don't want no ants in my house. Even in the car, we all in the car and divided. We all in the same car and divided. Everybody in here texting. Even the one driving, texting, about to kill everybody. Y'all don't know how close you are to death. Everybody texting. On the iPod. Beats by Dre headphones on. We ain't talking to each other. We need a time today. We cut the TV off, put them iPhones up, put them iPads up, put them iPods up. It's time for us to come together, talk to each other, and talk to the Lord. Even family devotion, that's the time. And it don't take long at all. You can finish it in 5 minutes. You come, you just read a daily bread. Just a verse out of the daily bread. And then just go around and ask, what'd you get out of that, baby? What'd you get out of what we just read? In all our ways, acknowledge him. I'm supposed to always pray. That's right, baby. What'd you get out of it, Junior? I'm supposed to always look to God, talk to him. That's right. That's what he's saying in Proverbs 3. Wife, what'd you get out of it? Husband, what'd you get out of it? All right. That's the word for the day. Junior, what you want us to pray for you today? I got a test coming up. I need y'all to pray for me on that test. I'm trying to pass it. God knows I need to get that grade up. Got you, Junior. What you want us to pray for you, Shaniqua? I'm having some problems at these girls at school. I'm trying not to fight them, but they're getting on my nerves. We're going to pray for that, Shaniqua. You be like Jesus. Wife, what you want us to pray for you? Well, I got a situation on my job. Y'all pray for it. Okay, honey, what you want to pray for you? I just want to be the father God calling me to be. All right, let's pray. Lord, help Junior with that subject in school he's wrestling with. Help him know he can do all things through you to get strength. And then, Lord, help Shaniqua to love them, even though they're hating on her. Help her to be like Jesus. Help her to turn the other cheek. And then, Lord, you know what my wife is dealing with on the job. Give her strength to deal with it. Then help me be the man you're calling me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. That don't take long. But during that time, we don't answer no phones. We don't even answer the doorbell, because nothing is more important than family spending time with each other and family spending time with the Lord. Family devotion, you get biblical insight. Every family need to go through the book of Proverbs. Proverbs teach you how to manage your money. It says, know the condition of your flock. Pay attention to your herd. Flock is money. Herd is honey. In other words, pay attention to your money. Don't just expect the bank to watch your money. You watch your money. Your children need to know about that. Proverbs says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but an enemy multiplies kisses, which means everybody kissing on you ain't got your best interest at heart. You need to teach your children that. Iron iron sharpened as iron, so one brother does another. Run with folk that's going to make you sharper. Run with folk that's going to make you better. You are who you associate with. The reason I don't gamble is because of Proverbs. It's right there, Proverbs 27, Proverbs 28. It says, he who makes haste to get rich will not go unpunished. That's why I don't sell drugs. That's why I don't gamble. Because the Bible says, he who makes haste to get rich will not go unpunished. Hello? And anything you got a sneak to do, you don't need to be doing no way. You be in the gas station buying one of them tickets. And then as soon as somebody black pull up, go and get them. No, go on, get them. I'll be back. Go on. You get biblical insight. And also, family devotion, it prevents schizophrenic faith. It prevents schizophrenic faith. See, you need to know what you believe and why you believe it. You see, a lot of Christians, I'm amazed at the wild and wacky stuff we believe. We mix truth with error. Many of us have beliefs that don't square up with Scripture. Somebody in here right now got a rabbit's foot. A 2014, baby. You got a rabbit's foot thinking that makes you lucky. How does a rabbit losing his foot make you lucky? Kunta Kinte lost his foot. Ain't you lucky? Somebody right now don't split poles. Be walking, hey, don't split that pole. Come over here. Don't be splitting no poles now. You know what that do? That ain't in the Bible. Burn somebody's drawers in the front yard. Make them stay with you. That's Louisiana right there. They say if you bury their drawers in the front yard, they'll never leave you. Now some of y'all just looked at me and said, oh. I'm getting them Hanes soon as I get home. Them fruit of balloons. My shovel. He ain't going nowhere. Come on now. Ooh, my hand is itching. Ooh, I need to go play. My hand ain't never itch like this. Money coming. Ooh. I mean, matter of fact, these hotels know people are so superstitious. And if you go to a hotel that got like 20 floors, you ain't going to see a number 13 in that elevator because people scared of that number 13. People are so superstitious. That hotels that got 20, 15, 16 floors, yeah, there ain't no number 13 in there. Because people are so superstitious. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17. Because they know people are so superstitious. But what these idiots don't have enough sense enough to know is the 14th floor is really the 13th floor. And they up there sleeping good on the 13th floor, thinking they on the 14th floor. But see, family devotion will help us know what we believe and why we believe it. We stand on the promises of God. And then family devotion will give you comfort and encouragement. It gives us comfort and encouragement. I don't know what I'd do without the Bible. I don't know what I'd do if I couldn't read it every day. It gives me comfort. It gives me encouragement. Matter of fact, this is a text
This is a text from the Lord. This is a text. Y'all still ain't got it. It's a text. You reading everybody else's text? Hello, somebody. Some of y'all can't get with God's text right now because you're looking at their text. W-Y-D. God's text will give you comfort. Matter of fact, I came tonight for the text message. Then family devotion gives us our marching orders. It helps us understand, hey, y'all, we under orders. The steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, we under orders. We under orders. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But then also, lastly, family devotion shows respect for the author. Do you know the greatest compliment you can give any author? The greatest compliment you can give an author is, I read your book. And it helped me. It helped the family. We're stronger because of your book. When you stand before God and he asks you, did you read my book? What is your answer? See, that's why you need to be in Sunday school, because Sunday school is designed to take you through the whole Bible in 7 years. So if you've been faithful to Sunday school for 7 years straight, you done gone through the whole Bible. It shows respect for the author. Shame on you. You ain't read your father's book. God is your father, and you ain't read his book. Why won't we read God's book? I'll tell you why we won't read his book. Same reason why you won't read some love letters. You let somebody write you a love letter that you ain't interested in. You don't pay the letter no mind because you ain't feeling them the way they feeling you. They give you a letter. This for me. Okay. All right. Thank you. I ain't feeling nothing like that. Who told her I liked her? And you don't pay the letter no mind because you're not interested in the one that wrote it. And that's why a lot of us aren't reading the Bible. We're not interested in the one who wrote it. Now, you let somebody write you a letter that you've shown up interested in. And they say, this for me? Okay, yeah, all right. Yeah, thank you, okay. All right. Yeah, holler at you, okay. Yeah. You ain't read the letter yet. You just shouting over the letter. Yeah. You get home, you put on some Luther. We ain't all Church of the Living God. We got some Lutherans in here. We ain't all Baptists. We got some Lutherans. Tell your neighbor, I'm a Lutheran. Jesus accompanied my spiritual birth. Luther accompanied my physical birth. Some of y'all so holy, y'all can't even laugh. Smile. You put some Luther on, you open that letter up, you start reading it. Woo! Girl, you better stop. Oh, man. You get to reading that letter, you just put it on your chest and just lay back. And you just meditate on it. Pull it back out just in case you miss something. You lay back, you meditate. Every chance you get, you pull that letter out. At breakfast table, you pull it out again. Light stay red too long, you pull it out again. And then when you get with the one that wrote that letter, you say, girl, you know I read that letter, right? Yes. You mean what you said on page 3? Third paragraph? The fourth sentence. You said, and I quote,